my interdimensional portal updates done. And I couldn't have done it without the help of my two best friends.
New portal smell.
You think the three of us will still be best friends when we're grown up?
Sure, Carl. We're a team, like the Three Musketeers, or Feldman, Krause, and McDipple.
Yeah, well, who are Feldman, Krause, and McDipple?
The inventors of open-air satellite communication.
I want to be Feldman.
No way. How come you're Feldman?
I've never been Feldman.
You're McDipple.
Hey, guys, the point is we're best friends. Nothing's going to ever change that. Now let's see what our neighboring dimensions are up to. There are the Jelly People of Regis 5. They're the Yokians. Hey, there's Jimmy Turner.
Oh, what a day. Tailor-made for hanging out with my good friends. Oh, both of them. Chester, my man. What do you say you and me throw the old pill around?
Sorry, dude. It's Fridge Friday. My dad's making me move this refrigerator off the lawn to make room for our new outhouse I just built.
Oh, to camp that late inside this house.
Chester's out, but AJ has a working indoor toilet. I'll bet he's free.
I'm not free, Timmy. Actually, Timmy, I'm freezing myself.
What?
I'm sick of being the only genius in town. So I'm placing myself in suspended animation until the 24th century, where, if I'm right, mankind will be so far advanced, I'll be welcomed like a long-lost brother.
That's insane.
Of course you'd think that. You're so 21st century. Goodbye, primitive.
Timmy, you've got us!
Yeah, we're forced to hang out with you!
Those guys are practically my only friends in this universe! You know what that means?
You should be a better person!
Nope!
You should play with Santa and Elmer!
Nope! Time to try another universe! Next stop, Metro Villains, Cindy Vortex!
Nope! Oh wait, sorry!
Cindy? He's coming to see Cindy? Excuse me, guys.
Hey, Jimmy, wait up.
Yeah, we want to watch the violence.
Neutron, I was just coming to see Cindy.
Not if I see her first.
What? Hey!
Give it up, Incisor Boy. Cindy likes me best.
No way, Brainzilla. I'm Cindy's love puppet.
I'd love to stay and chat, but my flight's departing.
Huh? I wish I had a jetpack.
Himself to Cindy's first.
Yeah, he's not really that bright, is he? Oh, they're flying and hitting each other. Oh, it looks like fun.
Hey, you're right. It is.
You're going down, Turner.
You're going down, Neutron.
Actually, you're both going down.
May I help you?
Is Cindy home?
The Vortex family is on a spa retreat until next week. Good day.
So, wanna hang out?
Hang out? Are you nuts? Have you gone completely mental? You wanna hang out with me, the two of us together?
Maybe.
Okay, sure.
That didn't work out the way we had hoped.
Jimmy and Timmy are friends? Do you know what this means? Do you? Do you?
Why are you talking to me like that?
Timmy is an average kid that no one understands. From here to the stars, you'll buy candy bars. Rides a kid with a knack for invention.
Thing yours, go out and crash into stuff.
Too dangerous. Hey, how about we break luminous compounds down into their base elements?
I'm not sure what you just said, so I'm gonna assume it's boring.
Look, let's compromise. Why don't we use my new portal to go up to Rigus 5?
Yeah?
Find us some jelly people.
I like where this is going.
Then take scrapings from their flagella and bring them back for analysis.
You had me and you lost me.
Tur, let's face it. You and I just aren't friends like me, Carl and Sheen. Maybe we're not meant to hang out. Eustace Stritch! And he's coming this way!
What the heck's a Eustace Stritch?
I know! I got it once for eating bad clams, but then I threw up and I felt much better!
He's not an allergic reaction! He's the town's richest kid. He'd be a joke if he didn't pay a team of scientists to help him with his evil plans. Stay here!
Oh, this'll be great! We can use this time to read and practice sharing!
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Come on! He couldn't have gotten far!
Grounded for trying to smash Neutron made me want to be better.
Better at smashing Neutron?
Woohoo! I love the Robo-Walker! Let's start crashing into stuff!
Hold it right there, Eustace!
James, dear boy, so good to see you again. You remember my tripod ship?
And the fear it creates?
I'm not afraid of your stupid ship!
Oh, well, how about now?
My controls are frozen!
Raise Goop Launcher!
Oh no! Jimmy's in trouble! Timmy, do something!
I wish Neutron's controls worked again!
Thanks, Turner!
Okay, Eustace, let's dance!
So when we heard that Cindy was away, we realized you needed friends and fast.
Yeah, so we're here for you, whether you want us there or not.
Well, thanks, you guys, but you really don't have to.
Sheen, look! Isn't that the Robo-Walker?
They need our help! Come on!
Okay, Timmy, just like we planned.
Right. I wish the tripod ship was stuck in quicksand.
Setting phasers to butt warp.
Oh, Jimmy! Oh, dear, Timmy! Fix back my fall! Oh, really?
Don't worry, guys. We'll take out.
Actually, Neutron and I pretty much have it covered.
Yeah, we're having a great time. Okay, Timmy, let him run, then we'll catch him and kick his butt some more.
Sweet! I wish the quicksand was gone.
Well, Jimmy doesn't need us at all.
Yeah, it's like Timmy Spellman and McDipple all wrapped up in one.
That makes him McFell-Dipple.
I hate you, McFell-Dipple!
Wow, that was awesome! I can't believe you used science to transmute his gasoline into sugar water, deactivate his missiles, and give him chicken pox!
And I can't believe you used Cosmo and Wanda to fill his cockpit with bees, turn his assistant into a pig, and fill his shorts with hot fudge!
I can still feel the burns!
It was almost too easy!
Wanna try something harder? Like battling some of my enemies? One of my super-powered enemies?
Sure, I've got a few minutes!
Cosmo, Wanda, let's play!
Oh, sure, I might have had to ignore Timmy to build my pop a new place to poop, but I'm sure it's nothing that a little candy and flowers can't fix.
Man, that was awesome! Next time we get to use the porta portal, right?
You got it, new best friend!
New best friend? I'm being replaced?
I've got to find AJ!
Well, goodbye, 21st century, with your wars, pestilence, and frozen espresso drinks. When I wake, all of those horrible things will be a distant memory.
AJ, wake up! Ah! Timmy has a new friend!
Wow, I'm in the future already? And you're here too?
Didn't you hear me?
Timmy has a new friend!
There's no Timmy in the 24th century. Unless, society must have advanced so much that all of this familiar stuff is how my mind is processing it, so I can understand it. This room isn't actually my room. It's probably a room so advanced, my mind is processing the images so it looks like my room. Which means, you're not actually Chester.
Ah, come on!
I'll never understand how you're able to do that.
And I'll never tell you. But we can't be fighting crime like this. I wish I was... The Bully Chin Wonder! With my faithful sidekicks, Ace and Klepto, the Chin Hounds! Dude, you gotta jazz it up.
You're right, and I very much like to be... Spring Boy, Super Kid Genius!
Now you're talking! Come on, let's go pound some supervillains!
Oh.
The chin is hurt!
Surrender, Cleft Ace! Clefto... what's your name again?
Brain Boy!
Brain Boy? You brought some sort of souped-up nerd to fight me? Give it up, Wonder Twits! Now that I possess this magical staff of Mega Megatude, and with my villainous cohorts by my side, nothing can stop me!
Magic. I know! What an idiot!
In your technology, defeating our regular enemies is child's play.
It could get a little boring. Hey, what if we made our own villain?
You mean Infanta-villain so dangerous and powerful that he's even challenging us?
I suppose it's possible.
Yeah, what could possibly go wrong?
To the lab!
This is a perfect chance to try out my Porta Portal.
Come on, let's blow this place.
What? 24th Century Timmy is blowing me off? That means I'm even less popular now than I was back then.
I'm not gonna sit here and lose my best friend to some fudge-headed whippy dip. Come on! Jenny, open up!
All I'm saying is, if you guys think you're gonna drag me along everywhere just because Neutron isn't hanging out with you, you've got another thing coming.
Hey, guys, excuse us. Step aside, coming through.
Jimmy, I hit it, Timmy. Wait!
So I'm thinking he should be humanoid.
Sure. Can you have a tail?
We can talk about it.
Jimmy, it's us, your best friends, Carl and Shin.
He's making something with a tail and didn't even ask us to help.
I guess he's gotten tired of us.
May I go now?
No!
Huh? I'm bulgy now? Is there no end to the surprises of the 24th century?
Hey, I know you guys. You're Timmy's friends.
Not anymore. He's blowing us off for your friend Jimmy.
And Jimmy blew us off for your friend Timmy.
I hate the new Jimmy-Timmy friendship. We have to do something to break them up.
But what? What?
Oh, hey, guys. I'm back early from vacation. Did I miss anything?
Do you know what this means? Do you? Do you?
Seriously? You've got to stop doing that.
Allergic reaction to her seaweed wrap. She'll be fine once the grotesque swelling subsides. What are these two guys doing here?
Greetings from the 21st century.
We follow Timmy into your universe. Your friend Jimmy must have zapped him with some sort of forget who your friends are, Ray, because he's acting like we don't exist anymore.
Timmy's in town?
Yeah, and now that he and Jimmy are best buds, it's like we don't exist either.
And without Jimmy to keep them company, Needy and Nidia have been sticking to me like stink on a skunk.
So now that you're back, you can get Neutron and turn a fighting again so that everything can go back to normal.
Oh, you can bet they won't ignore me. I'm like catnip to those boys.
They poop on you in a box?
That's kitty litter, you idiot. Carl, give me your bag of Jimmy's hair.
What? I don't have any. That's not mine. That's not me.
Don't worry. Those guys clawing each other's eyes out for my attention in no time.
To make our ultimate bad guy, I started with the basics. I downloaded the classic physio structure of evil from the top 10 best-selling video games, added your tail. Now all we have to do is choose his powers and weaponry.
I think you should have a mustache. Mustaches are evil.
Not everybody who has a mustache is evil. Your mother has a mustache. You should give him a mustache.
Let's give him ultra-laser arm cannons, sonic disruptors, hard light manipulators. What else?
The ability to fire pizza toppings from a tiny slot in his chest.
Oh, and he should have real emotions, actual wants and desires, then feelings.
Aww. Feelings, yeah.
And a remote-operated destructo chip.
So you can dispose of him when you're bored like you've been doing with all your other friends?
That's what I'm talking about.
Talk to the bulgy hand. Anyone who loses your interest gets tossed aside like yesterday's gold bullion.
Well, why don't you make him adoptable? So someone can give him a nice home when you're done playing with him.
Oh, fine. There, he's adoptable. Are you both happy?
I I'll never be happy until spreadable ham is available in a tube!
It is.
And I'm happy!
I have to say, Turner, I had my doubts about our friendship, but this is pretty great.
Yeah, I wonder why we never thought of this before.
Hi, boys.
Hey, Cindy.
Hey, Daddy.
What you working on when you should be working on who's going to be taking me to the candy bar?
So, anyway, how do you feel about solar-powered knees?
Sweet! Ooh, can his tail have a power?
Hello? It's me, Cindy, the girl you waged an interdimensional war over? Hey! Look at me when I'm talking to you! I will not be ignored! I'm not punching!
Wanna finish the rest of this someplace where we won't be interrupted? Like, back in my dimension?
Works for me!
Hey, Wanda! Stand over there and I'll take your picture!
Couldn't break him up, huh?
Like I didn't even exist!
Now I'm really happy!
This shouldn't take long. We've already designed the villain. All we have to do is bring him to life. That's where you two come in.
Are you sure this isn't gonna hurt?
Hit it!
You said that wouldn't hurt!
Ryan, I specifically ignored the question because I didn't think you'd like the answer. Get ready, Jimmy.
Yes, get ready indeed. Got your nose.
What the heck?
Hey, you give Timmy back his nose.
Where's he going?
We'd better follow him.
Let me in, Neutron.
Hey, look, they're not in there. They're in here.
Wait, come back here.
Yeah, come back and find us.
They ditched us and went to Dimmsdale.
What? Well, they can't do that. Oh, out of my way.
Don't let me have these two. I'm coming with.
Ready, Ready.
We should go, too.
I feel like we just got here.
Time moves differently in the 24th century.
We must have been so busy giving him weapons and powers that we forgot to make him really evil.
Cool! A trap!
And now for my next villainous act.
Hey! What did you do?
I have made your shoes moderately filthy! Sure, what's up?
Okay, you're a villain!
Right.
Well, by definition, that means you have to do villainous things.
Sure, got it.
You have to actually fight us. You have to be a threat.
You sure?
Positive!
Okie dokie!
Hey, Timmy got his nose back!
Timmy! Where are you?
Oh, Jimmy!
Future boys, I bring you fascinating tales of the distant past.
Oh, forget it. They're obviously avoiding us.
I don't get it, Cindy. What's the big deal?
Don't you understand, Libby? I've been doubly rejected.
So? There'll be other boys.
Oh, please. When am I ever going to have a science genius and a sweet but clueless yetz fighting over me again?
This must be a quadrospherical atomic transducing booster rocket.
Dude, that's a soup can. I'm a sweet but clueless yetz, and even I know that.
Perhaps I spoke too soon. Hi, boys!
Soup can?
Hi, Libby!
No! Cindy's coming back, you guys! Cindy! Tell him you're coming back!
I'm not friendless and needy!
This is great! Come on, attack me again!
No! We hit you, then you're supposed to hit back! Now let's try it again.
Might I suggest the three-wood?
You're tickling me on the inside!
Do you really think this is a good idea? We gave him feeling!
remember?
Exactly, that's the point. We're trying to get him angry so he'll be a better villain. Apparently, we're gonna have to try harder.
Will the right honorable... I say... Kimmy! Again! Again!
Oh, this is hopeless! Wanna go back to the treehouse and start from scratch?
Totally.
Works for me.
Hey, where are you guys going?
Back to Dimmsdale?
Can I come? We're still playing, right?
Yeah, we're just taking a break. In fact, why don't you meet us at the Dimmsdale Mall in, say, an hour?
Yeah, we'll continue our never-ending battle of good versus evil then.
Awesome. See you at the mall. You guys are the best.
Oh. You boys are both so funny. I don't know which one I like the most. Let's see.
She's mine! Back off! The future girl's mine!
Wow, that didn't take long.
Can we establish a 3 feet rule here?
Are you the future of mall security?
I'm the villain! Sworn enemy of Timmy and Jimmy! They're meeting me here in an hour!
Ha! Fat chance! It's only a matter of time before Neutron and Turner toss you aside like they did us! Now, which one of you boys wants to buy me a chocolate shake?
I do, but I can't afford it!
You're wrong, you know. I'm not just Timmy and Jimmy's arch-enemy. I'm their arch-friend. You'll see. They'll be here. I know they're coming. They'll be here. Any minute now. Heart heavy. Feelings hurt. Must adapt. Replace sadness with rage!
Wow! I can't believe the sun came up, went down, came back up, and then we had rain and snow and night again all in 1 hour!
So do we give this new villain any feelings?
Yeah, but none of the frou-frou ones. Just rage, fury, and vengeance.
You ditch me! And for that, you will pay the ultimate price! What's my name?
Huh. We never really got around to that.
Yeah, it didn't seem important at the time.
Your words, they sting. But not as much as these will.
What, you idiots? Idiots? Plural? As in, not just me? All right! We should form a club. We could have jackets made.
Scientific attack vehicle would you like to battle?
I was thinking something kind of like this.
Cosmo, Wanda, make it so.
Oh, you have time to design a cool assault vehicle, but you can't give me a name?
Adapting? Giving him girly weapon-deflecting jewelry?
That's because he's adapting. You must have typed adaptable instead of adoptable.
Well, you should have checked my spelling.
Give me a name so you can scream it in terror.
Okay, your name is Shirley.
Shirley, I like it. It's manly and threatening. Face the wrath of Shirley!
That is the dumbest name ever!
What? You gave me the dumbest name ever? You tricked me!
Hey!
Wow, he's really angry.
Yeah, he can really hurt us. Except for the fact that I'm gonna wish us some indestructible super suits.
Super suits are the force field. Sweet! What if he adapts something that can beat a super suit?
I'm not worried. Why? Because we're the idiots!
Would you like my cherry, Cindy?
No! Take mine!
Or whatever this really is in the 24th century.
See? We don't need Jimmy and Timmy to have fun.
Yeah, we can have a nice, relaxing lunch all by ourselves.
What's the big idea? Can't you see we're eating?
So, we're fighting a bad guy.
Yeah, I think this is a little more important.
Was he this big a jerk in our universe?
And in my fifth term as your mayor, I will place public safety as my number one.
To show you how sorry we feel, we made dinner reservations at 8 for just the three of us.
Really? Just the three of us? What's the name of the restaurant?
Uncle PJ O'Pooterdoodles?
Uncle Pete's Pajama Pavilion? Uncle Pickle Sandwich Barn? There is no Uncle PJ O'Pooterdoodles! You tricked me again!
Wish!
You're done wishing!
This is a little more challenging than I had in mind.
Yeah, good thing we're wearing our super suits.
Uh-oh. Destructo chip.
You're so special. Well, how'd you like it if I took away what made you special? Like your genius.
And how do you propose to do this?
Einstein's theory of relativity states that energy equals mass times the square of the speed of light. The P in pneumonia is silent. And all day suckers only last about 22.3 hours. I am a genius!
Thoughts getting cloudy, logic ebbing away. Sudden urge to make clamshell art. Villain, but now I'm surrounded by lethal electronic components, which I can use to make Monster Truck Rally! Oh no! My genius, it must be gone! But who cares? That big truck is gonna eat the little trucks!
Oh no! The villain sucked Jimmy's genius into his databanks! Now he's a villain and a genius!
Just like Dr. Phil!
Yes! And once I take your wands, Timmy will be just an average kid who no one understands.
Somebody should write a song about that.
Wish?
That you had been kinder to me? That you hadn't ditched me? That I wasn't about to eat these wands and absorb their power?
Mostly the last thing.
Hey, Timmy! The Trachosaur is fighting Tritonator! It's gonna be a most amazing! Did he just eat those wands?
Sure did! Fairy power absorbed! Wow, that didn't sound nearly as dramatic as I thought it would. You are magic no more!
We're humans!
Really?
Shirley, and the ultimate combination of science and magic. Nothing can stop me!
Wait, wait! Look, I know we were jerks to you.
Yeah, we feel real bad.
So why don't we all take a nice steam and talk out our problems?
Is this another trick?
Come on! Do you really think we'd be stupid enough to try to trick you again? Maybe Turner would be. Hey! But I'm a genius!
Well, okay.
See? Isn't this nice?
Yes! The steam really cleans out my evil pores! Hey, what was that? I will destroy you! Not you! You enjoy yourself! Now, where could they be?
Excuse me, are you the villain whose name isn't Shirley?
Yes!
Letter for you.
If you still want to chase us, we'll be in Retroville. Well, that was thoughtful. I will destroy them there!
Isn't this great, Libby? We're having a perfectly nice time without Turner or Neutron.
I'm just glad Carl and Sheen are getting along with Timmy's friends so they can get their faces out of my face.
You guys are cool. AJ, you're like Jenny without the goofy hair.
Yeah, and Chester here knows everything there is about roadkill.
Now remember, the meat is more sweet when it's flattened on the street.
As for me, I love that even though you're both from the future, I'm much smarter than both of you.
Guys, guys, we need your help. The villain we invented stole Jimmy's genius.
And depowered... Name...
Timmy!
And depowered Timmy!
Beat it, you guys.
Yeah, take a hike, chumps.
No, we're serious. There's a crazed interdimensional villain on the rampage and we need your help.
Whatever.
Yeah, right, dude.
That could have gone better.
Well, I'm not surprised. You weren't very nice to them, you know.
We weren't?
What did I tell you? Idiots!
Pardon me, have you seen...
Out of my way, freak boy. Yeah.
Ma'am, if I could just ask you... A moment of your time! Where are the ones called Jimmy and Timmy?
Never heard of them. Nah, we don't have a son named Jimmy, if that's what you're thinking.
Very well. If you won't bring them forth, I'll make them come to me!
And depth.
Ah, this is better. Welcome to your new home. I call it Retro Dimmsdaleville. This is just like the place where I was born. But here, I make the rules. Where are you guys going?
Nowhere.
We weren't trying to ditch you, if that's what you were thinking.
Yes, we were. You specifically said, let's ditch the villain.
You humans are all alike. Think you can bend a person's feelings? Crumple them up when you're done with them? Well, how do you like being bent? How do you like being crumpled up?
This is not super fantastic.
Well, get used to it. You humans are gonna be my playthings for a change. Now, let's see. What else of Jimmy and Timmy's will I take to play with? I'll take this tree. Oh, let's go! It's coming along nicely, but it still needs a little something.
Where's our house?
Termites? College pranksters? Interdimensional supervillains?
Please! How many times do we have to say we're sorry?
How many times have they said it so far?
512.
That's a start.
What?
wing set. I'll need one of those. Hey, there you are.
Everybody, run away!
No, I'm tired of running.
Me too. Do what you want to us, villain, but leave our friends alone.
Oh, I'm not going to hurt them. They were the only ones who were nice to me. But you guys are coming with me! Say, you guys are kind of cute when you're this small.
What are you gonna do with him?
Give them a front row seat to the destruction of both their universes. You guys have about 2 days to live. Enjoy yourselves. Have a blast. Oh, and here's a portal in case you want to save yourselves and hang with me.
I'll still have 300 years to live.
I want to go see the monster trucks. The big trucks is going to eat the little trucks.
Sorry, dude. That's 3 days from now. The universe will be gone by then.
Whoops. Almost forgot.
I'm sure your future technology has something that can deal with this.
Hey, short, shiny, and delusional! You're not in the future. You never left the 21st century. Got it?
You mean, this is actually happening?
Ah! Hey, hands off!
Guys, relax! He left us this portal to his world. Let's just ask him nicely to stop this. I'm sure he'll say yes.
No!
What do you mean, no?
I mean, no! I don't care if your universes are falling apart. It's you guys I care about. As long as you never betray me. Anywho, I'm off to terrorize your loved ones. Bye!
Well, I kind of like it. Look at me! I'm as limber as a schoolgirl.
Did you know you have a mole on your ankle?
Do I know you?
Why don't you have a mole on your ankle?
I demand to speak to the person in charge.
You rang?
Yes. We were all sort of hoping we could go home now.
Well, I have good news and bad news. The bad news, your worlds are falling apart even as we speak. But the good news is, you're all content to live out your life as my plaything.
What exactly does that entail?
Oh, the pain!
Hold on, I missed the heel.
I can't believe this. He stuck us to his refrigerator like magnets and then left?
We don't have much time. He could be back any... what's the word? Longer than a second, shorter than an hour?
Minute?
Yeah, a minute.
So, got any ideas?
Just two. Monkeys make me laugh, and there's a bunch of stuff in my lab that could probably get us out of here.
Or we could raid your lab for some stuff that can get us out of here.
Why didn't I think of that?
Because I'm smarter than you.
I suppose I could live here. I like my new trim figure.
We're not living here. We just have to get the villain to listen to reason.
Why won't you listen to reason?
It's my universe. I don't have to. Crazy teacher, dad, mom, I win again!
Oh, on second thought, we might want to start coming up with a plan.
Oh, I'm bored. Time to play Card Screaming in Terror!
Look out! It's raining authority figures I don't respect!
What else can I do to you people?
Oh, I know! You can throw supermodels at us!
No, I was thinking this!
Why can't I move?
I don't know.
Well, that was anticlimactic. Of course I rule.
It's horrible.
I know. He spelled rules with a Z.
What's up with that?
Hey, come! It's Timmy and the kid that I'm with.
Everybody hide! If they know we're here, they'll just shove us aside like we're nothing and then go save the universes themselves!
Yeah, you stupid universe-saving jerk! Here they come. Just watch. Any minute now, they'll say something totally insulting and hurtful. I knew it!
Oh, man! Because of us, he's probably hurting our friends and families right now.
I know. No matter what happens to us, we've got to fix this.
Wow! They really do care.
We should have accepted their apology when they hit 500.
Okay, he's distracted. Let's hit him with everything we've got.
Right. So, what do we got?
I don't know. It's your lab.
Yeah, but I'm recently, what's the word? When you don't know stuff.
Moronified?
I'm sorry. Floor's a habit.
Jimmy, you idiot! Run!
You're not getting away that easily. There's no place you can hide from me here. And when I find you, your fates are sealed.
Man.
Hi, guys. Can't talk. Looking to destroy Jimmy and Timmy. Call me.
Thanks for the save, but what are you guys doing here?
We heard you saying how sorry you were, and we decided to let you help us save our universes.
Well, it won't be easy. Every time you throw something at him, he adapts.
I've got an idea. Carl, turn around.
Why?
Okay, look. We know he's big, we know he has superpowers, and we know he has weapons.
And look, here's the sun, and he's smiling.
What we have to do is trick the villain into adapting away those three things. Agreed, Jimmy?
You're all pretty and stuff.
Close enough. He called me pretty.
Hello? Sheen! What's that? Sure! I can take a little break from trying to get Jimmy and Timmy.
Check out my big hair!
You're too huge! We're kicking your flat, bendy butt!
I'm adapting. Prepare to get served. Excuse me a sec, guys. Hello? Cindy, what's up, girl? Brunch, I'm so there.
Hi, villain. Come on in. I can't wait to talk about how much I hate Jimmy and Timmy with you.
Oh, I'm gonna have to ask you to remove that arm cannon. And that rocket launcher. Any other metal?
Right, sorry.
Help! I help! Jimmy and Timmy are being mean to me.
Brunch will have to wait. Carl, show me where they are so I may smite them. To me.
Chester, help!
Having some problems here.
Chester, hurry up!
You all lied to me? I warn you!
Magic, then I must adapt the magic away. We have our wounds back.
super strong?
I wish he wasn't.
Oh, my back.
There he is. Get him.
He's powerless and trapped. Let's kick him while he's down.
Wait! Stop! Don't you... What's the word?
Understand?
Understand? None of this was really the villain's fault. We programmed him. Me and Tommy.
Timmy.
Becky.
We made him this way. It's us you should be mad at, and... What was I saying?
What we're really trying to say is... We're sorry.
Wow. Now I know I have a silicone-based heart circuit because it's breaking.
Hello? Worlds? Disintegrating?
Hey, right. I wish everybody and everything was where it was supposed to be.
Wait! What about me?
I think I can figure out something for you. As soon as somebody gives me my brains back!
Prepare to taste this deliciously evil pizza with pepperoni. No! Get out! I love those crazy kids.
Thanks, guys. We couldn't have done it without you.
He said it. He totally said it. And I got it on tape.
Aren't we forgetting something?
Oh, right. I wish Jimmy had his brains back.
Can you hold off on that for a second? Say it again.
You're smarter than me.
Again.
You're smarter than me.
No, say it again.
That's the pretty girl.
Okay, give him a